This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Mexico chooses a new president on Sunday. Voters could stick with the ruling conservative PAN party, or they may reinstate the old PRI party, which was in power for decades. Or they could go with Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the leftist whose PRD party came in second last time around. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler checked in with some Mexican-American voters stateside to get their thoughts on what kind of change might be chosen.
From a cramped room in a Los Angeles church, Bertha Rodriguez uses Skype to make cold calls, reaching out to voters in Tijuana. She recommends the leftist candidate, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who placed second in the last presidential election. She sees him as a needed change from the current party, which has ruled for the past 12 years. Rodriguez ends the call saying,
think about us who had to leave Mexico because of the difficult situation that you're living in there.
After she hangs up, I ask why people like Rodriguez had to leave her home state of Oaxaca in southern Mexico.
Unemployment, the economic crisis, the NAFTA.
Shifting to Spanish, Rodriguez elaborates on the impact of free trade.
The products that come from Canada and the United States, the fruits and vegetables, ruin the local economy. There was no work.
She would like to see Mexico's economy develop to the point that its citizens don't need to emigrate. At this furniture store in downtown Los Angeles, I hear almost the same message from the owner, Beatrice Ricarte.
We would like migration to be a choice, not because you have to go somewhere else to change your quality of life.
She supports PAN, the current party in power. But her vote would still represent a change, at least in gender.
I support the woman, Josefina Vázquez Mota.
One of the things Ricarte likes about candidate Vázquez Mota, she's an economist.
Right now, the economy in Mexico is growing at 5%, so definitely we want the economy to continue growing.
If the economy is doing so well, why is there such discontent with the status quo? I put that question to Gladys Pinto when we met at a Mexican restaurant in Pasadena.
To me, personally, the things have gotten worse because before, we didn't have that many killings. Mexico was safer.
She blames the party now in power for the violence in Mexico. The current president used the army to go after corrupt cops and drug cartels, and the resulting bloodbath has left about 50,000 people dead.
We would like to go back, you know, someday to live in Mexico. And we want a prosperous Mexico. We don't want a Mexico like the one we have now that is not safe to travel.
For her, change means a return to the past. Pinto supports PRI, the party that dominated Mexican politics for 70 years. She says it's not fair for people to saddle PRI's candidate, the front runner Enrique Peña Nieto, with the sins of the party's corrupt past.
They think the whole party is the same, and no, it's not.
In the kitchen, Mexican men chop onions and make guacamole. Because of cumbersome bureaucratic hurdles for expatriates, most of these guys can't vote for president. Out of some 12 million Mexicans living in the U.S., only about 50,000 are registered to vote. The manager of El Portal restaurant could vote, but Ramon Arellano is disappointed with past campaign promises.
They promised a lot of things and then nothing happened, and the poor people are still poorer and poorer, and the rich people richer and richer.
No matter who gets elected president in Mexico, he expects no significant changes. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.